tees 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A California man in federal custody after allegedly threatening employees of the Boston Globe newspaper. Robert Chain was arrested by a SWAT team at his California home yesterday. They say he had allegedly called the Globe about 14 times earlier this month and threatened workers after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump. Chain appeared in court late yesterday and said to reporters,
"I'm making a statement."
Chain now expected to be extradited to Massachusetts to face charges.
"Now take a hike, you bozos."
At least seven people are killed in a head-on collision between a Greyhound bus and a semi-truck on an interstate west of Albuquerque, New Mexico, late yesterday. They believe a tire blew on the truck, sending it across the median and head-on into that bus. NASA says astronauts had to plug a hole in the International Space Station yesterday using a cloth wipe saturated with sealant to stop air from leaking in. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is stepping up his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign. He told that rally in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday that what is happening is a disgrace, and if he has to, he will step in to fix it. Trump saying people are angry at what he calls a witch hunt, calling for the investigation to end. The defamation lawsuit brought against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones by the parents of a Sandy Hook shooting victim will move forward. A Texas judge ruling that the InfoWars host must face claims made by Leonard Posner and Veronique De La Rosa, the couple seeking over $1 million in damage for Jones' repeated claims that the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. Posner and De La Rosa's 6-year-old son was one of the 20 children killed in that shooting in Connecticut. The first full week of college football is underway, and number 23 Central Florida rolled to a huge win, 56-17, to win the opener at UConn last night. Tonight, 7th-ranked Wisconsin is hosting Western Kentucky. Number 12 Michigan State will entertain Utah State. And number 13-ranked Stanford's at home against San Diego State. And remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films, The Happy Time Murders and AXL, and I'm also going to be looking back at some Naughty Puppet movies. There'll also be some talk about the news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup featuring retro releases of The Unborn from 1991 and Return of the Living Dead Part 2. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@themovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And you can reach out to me on Twitter at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
The first piece of news I want to talk about is the James Bond shuffle that's been going on. There was a lot of news last week generated of, will Idris Elba be the next James Bond? This is, of course, after James Bond 25 comes out. At that time, the news broke, Danny Boyle was still in line to direct the James Bond film, but now he's left the project because of, as I understand it, creative differences is kind of what they always say. Which to me is a shame. I was really dying to see a Danny Boyle James Bond movie. I would have loved that. I think Danny Boyle, of all directors who does a variety of things, I think he could have done the best job. But, you know, we're not going to get that. And now they're scrambling because they're on a production schedule and it needs to happen. So they're going to replace him pretty quickly. I wish they would go back to kind of what they would do when Guy Hamilton was directing these or John Glenn. These were people who just, they did the James Bond movies. It's sort of like what David Yates is doing for the Harry Potter films. He's kind of made a cottage industry of his own out of directing those almost exclusively. But Idris Elba's also come out and said, I'm not playing James Bond. He's flat out said no. I think right now, everything's so up in the air with this next one coming out, they're not even worrying about who the next James Bond after this one is. They're just saying, hey, let's get through this last one with Daniel Craig. Another piece of news that's worth hitting is Aja Argento, who was in the center of the Me Too movement against Harvey Weinstein last year for her accusation that he had raped her in a hotel room. She's come under fire for her own accusation. Apparently, she was making a movie a couple years ago with this kid at the time named Jimmy Bennett, who was 17. She was 37. And he claims that they had sex. And then there was like hush money being paid and like $380,000. So not like an insignificant amount. It wasn't like $5,000 or anything like that and one and done. And now there's been like photos that have emerged with the two of them lying down, taking a selfie, which is just insanely stupid. Just on that. If you're going to commit some sort of sexual assault, why are you taking pictures? Didn't we learn that with Rob Lowe during the whole scandal back in the, what, 80s when he was, like, videotaping himself in a hotel room? I mean, come on, this is, I guess maybe, she didn't know what the age of consent was in Hollywood, but, you know, 17 is, and if you're going to be on the forefront of a movement trying to take down somebody for their sexual assault on you, which is a legitimate thing to do, you can't go out there and sort of reciprocate that out into the world. So this kind of got a lot of mud on her face, and it's being currently investigated. But still, it's a 17-year-old kid, and the age of consent is 18. The whole age of consent thing, I think, is a dubious ploy to say, because if you say, oh, well, they were in this state and the age of consent is 15, but if they were in LA, I think we all need to realize that there's smarmy behavior that's taking place, and you might be able to technicality-wise get away with saying, well, it was under the age of consent or out of the age of consent, but still, you know, 37-year-old and a 17-year-old, that stuff shouldn't be happening, and shame on Aja Argento for doing that. The last piece of news I wanted to hit really quickly is about Crazy Rich Asians. The sequel's already starting to move forward. Not a big surprise. This is how Hollywood works and always has worked. Things move faster now. So you're probably going to see a Crazy Rich Asian sequel. Maybe next year. Who knows? But certainly within the next 2 years. But I have a feeling this is going to be like Mamma Mia 2. I don't think anyone's... I guess people are asking for it, but how do you recreate the magic of this movie? I mean, the movie sort of... I don't know. I just think a sequel, I don't know how you do a sequel. I don't even know where they're going to start. But what's also interesting is there's a Chinese set movie called Singles Day, which is a rom-com, which just got picked up this week. And here's where I said you got to pump the brakes on this a little bit, because it's great that there's inclusion for Asian Americans and Asians in Hollywood productions. Of course, there's an entire continent, as I said last week, of people making Asian and Asian-centric films that's called Asia. But, you know, having it represented in Hollywood is great. I think that's wonderful. But don't misinterpret the success of Crazy Rich Asians to the fact that it's a group of Asians in the cast. That certainly helps charge that demographic. But it did well because it was a charming little rom-com. It did well because it was a good movie. It's the same thing with Black Panther. Black Panther did well because it's a good movie, and it got a boost from the demographic, and there was a lot of goodwill and production design and costuming and hairstyling that really fit into that movement and kind of helped generate some buzz for that. But don't get me wrong. If Black Panther was a terrible movie that no one really wanted to see, it wouldn't have made as much money. And same thing with Crazy Rich Asians. One of the things that you got to worry about is if suddenly you start greenlighting anything with Asians in the lead cast, you're going to get ones that bomb. You're going to get ones that don't do well, and that shouldn't be the only reason you get it. And what you run into the danger of is the Ishtar effect, where a woman was given a big budget movie with big names in it, like Ishtar, and it flopped. And then suddenly they're like, looks like women can't direct a movie, which is wrong and incorrect. But all that does is give the excuse to not give women a directing job. Listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first movie I want to hit is Suspiria, which opens on October 26th.
Three Muslims. Three God, three devil. Mother Tenebrarum, Mother Lacrimarum, and Mother Suspiriorum. Darkness. Tears and sighs.
You're making some kind of deal with them.
This is a remake of the original Suspiria from the 1970s, directed by Ario Argento's father, Dario Argento. And the original movie has a lot of love from horror movie fans. I am not a fan of the original Suspiria, and part of it is because I just never thought it was a good movie. I've watched it several times. I just can't get into it. I guess I get where people go with it. And yeah, the Goblin soundtrack's really cool. But the movie just feels overdone and goofy at times. I remember seeing it in the mid-80s and not having much of an impact. And it has a better impact now because there's a certain nostalgia factor for the look of the 70s. But that was not the case when it was contemporary, I felt. But this one looks actually kind of good. It looks creepy. It looks like it's well shot. It looks like it's well acted. It looks like it's deliberately leaning into the supernatural element more than the original does. So I'm kind of looking forward to this one. I really am. I'm excited for October. Too bad it comes out on the 26th. I want to see it earlier. The other one I want to hit really quickly is Outlaw King, which opens on November 9th in limited theaters and on Netflix.
We need to unite Scotland.
Robert the Bruce is an outlaw. Any man or woman who would give shelter to him or his ranks is to be executed without trial.
The people are desperate for justice.
I serve Robert Bruce! Join us to free our land!
This is, of course, Chris Pine playing Robert the Bruce, and most people in cinema will recognize Robert the Bruce as sort of the wishy-washy, sort of good guy, sort of bad guy from Braveheart. I'm not a historian, so I don't know much about Robert the Bruce. He's Scottish. I am dubious of Chris Pine's accent in the trailers. It seems like it kind of comes and goes. It seems like he's doing the Kevin Costner Robin Hood accent a little bit at times. But still, this might be an effective historical film. I mean, it always kind of runs at the end of the year. I'll see what happens when we start rolling into award season, because I have a feeling Netflix is going to want to push this for awards. That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be looking back at a couple naughty puppet movies from the cinema past.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
for your free, no-obligation income kit. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Before I get into the current movie reviews, I wanted to sort of look at some older films that call back to what's going on now. And of course, Happy Time Murders is one of the big ones. And that's, of course, raunchy puppets. It's puppets that are R-rated, doing awful, terrible things. Things that you literally couldn't show on the big screen of real humans because it would be even worse and more crass. So I wanted to look back at these because we've had raunchy puppet movies before. We've had iconoclastic kids type of movies that are adult in humor. For example, not even movies. You have Avenue Q on Broadway, which is about puppets. And that's all offensive songs about pornography and whatever. And you had movies like Ted, which that's just one puppet, but you know, you did have that disconcerting, oh, it should be a kid's movie or not. Or even remember Sausage Party, which isn't a puppet movie, but it was an animated film that looked like a kid's movie, but you had to know that it was rated R and it was offensive and something that you shouldn't take kids to. So I want to look back at a couple sort of classic ones that really kind of fit the mold of what Happy Time Murders are doing. And the first one I want to hit is by Academy Award-winning director Peter Jackson, and it is Meet the Feebles, which came out back in 1989. I believe it was the second movie that Peter Jackson directed after the film Bad Taste, which was a gore splatterfest. And this was before he did Brain Dead or Dead Alive, depends on what title it went under, in the early 90s. So Meet the Feebles. Raunchy shenanigans plague the backstage of a puppet variety show. Sound familiar?
Meet the Feebles! Meet the Feebles!
Meet the Feebles. The movie that began as family entertainment, but went horribly wrong.
Have you got any smack?
Smack?
Authorities tried to stop the story that rocked the puppet world.
This is a family show.
I have always heard about Meet the Feebles. I hadn't seen it until this week, simply because I was never a big Peter Jackson fan. I remember when Dead Alive came out. I actually saw that at a 24-hour horror movie marathon. It's great fun to see in an audience. That's the most splatterific splatterfest you'll ever see. Peter Jackson used 10 times as much stage blood as Stuart Gordon did on Reanimator. So that's how just gushing that movie was. And it's absurd and stupid. It's not great to watch just by yourself at home. But in a group setting, it can be kind of silly and fun. But before he did that, before he graduated to that level of special effects, and long before he did The Lord of the Rings, he did Meet the Feebles. And that was playing off of the Muppets, obviously, because it was this puppet variety show. And it was a low-budget film, so the characters don't look anything like Muppets. And they're really, really low-rent puppetry. Meet the Feebles is done by people who really are just trying to hack this thing together. And some of the animals look passable and look kind of Muppet-ish, but the rest of them really look like poorly made devices. And Meet the Feebles, it's a real scattershot. I know it's got a cult following, and I apologize to filmgoers in general for not having seen it until this point, because I remember when it came out, it just kind of flew under the radar, probably played in one theater in town where I lived, and I never actually pulled the ripcord and rented it on VHS, even though I passed it a couple times back in the day. It does what it's supposed to do. It has essentially everything that's in Happy Time Murders in it. It's just it's much cheaper and lower rent. The problem I have with Meet the Feebles is there's nothing to it. It's just more and more obnoxious, crazy stuff thrown on more and more obnoxious, crazy stuff. So I'm going to have to say that Meet the Feebles, while I appreciated what Jackson was doing with it, I still think it kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Wait a second. I don't like the sound of that.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's look at another retro review. This is the one for more puppets doing naughty things, and that is Team America World Police. The guys behind South Park give their own biting satire of patriotism and international affairs.
World crime is at an all-time high. And the only thing standing between order and chaos is us. Last week in Paris, we caught four terrorists with a weapon of mass destruction. We have to find out who sold it to them.
I've got five terrorists going southeast on Bacalaca Daca Street.
Soon every country will be in complete chaos.
This, of course, is like 15 years old. Or not quite, but almost 15 years old. So it's an older movie. And it's a snapshot of post 9/11, middle of the George W. Bush presidency, which is very different than we have now. But at the time, you know, of course, 9/11 was such a defining thing to this country. And this was one of the best movies that came post 9/11. Yes, there were great movies like United 93, which looked at that very specific day. But Team America, World Police was so incredibly well done because It was very daring back in 2004. This was a movie that it bombed actually when it came out. Nobody saw it. It's lived on. It's going to be one of those that's always going to be remembered as a classic. Probably remembered better than the South Park movie. But Team America World Police, part of the reason it didn't work is it was a spinning off of Thunderbirds, not the Muppets. And the Thunderbirds were, of course, these little puppet marionette type things from the 60s. And I think that was lost on the younger generation because they didn't even know what that was. They'd never seen a Thunderbirds movie. You kind of have to be my age or older to have seen a Thunderbirds movie. Plus, the satire was really edgy and ahead of its time. And they mixed this level of offensive, in-your-face, shocking elements with some really subtle, biting satire. And the satire over the way government works and the way military works and the way sort of like the American-centric look of the world. At that point, you were looking at, you know, maybe 15, 16 years from the Reagan years, and you just had the Bill Clinton years, and the world had really opened up with markets, and then suddenly you had 9/11, and it really kind of brought to light some of the terrorism that's happening at the time, still happening now, but a lot of this was shoved into the limelight, and this movie just took all that head on, and it was very prophetic too. I mean, it was identifying Kim Jong-il as a major problem for the U.S. long before people were really thinking he was going to be a major problem or his son would be. And that's one of the things I loved about Team America. Yes, it had puppet sex in it. Yes, it had offensive, at times gross and shocking humor. But that's not all it was about. It skewered everyone, from flag-waving patriots to people like Michael Moore and Matt Damon. It was not a movie that had any sacred cows. It went after everybody, and it was an equal opportunity offender. And that's the kind of thing you need. And not being something that was just plain lip service. It wasn't coming from a specific political point of view and saying, well, let's also make fun of ourselves and sort of do it in a softball sort of cliche way. They struck an absurdity everywhere they saw it. And that's what made Team America so great. And even today, it lives up. I mean, it's a snapshot of 2004 and where we were politically and internationally, but it still lives today. And it's still amazingly hilarious. It was one of my favorite movies of that year. Still continues to be one of my favorite movies. I'm going to say with Team America, World Police totally rocked.
It rocks.
Excellent.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the Happy Time Murders and AXL.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congressional leaders hosting a formal ceremony in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda before it's opened for the public viewing of the late John McCain this afternoon. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, speaking at that ceremony a short time ago, saying of McCain,
"Though the highest office eluded him, he attained what is far more enduring, the abiding affection of his fellow citizens, and an example for future generations."
From the capital city to the Motor City, where they've gathered to remember a music legend. They've gathered for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin's funeral at a church in Detroit. Among those there, former President Bill Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and dozens of entertainers. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's jump into the new movie reviews with The Happy Time Murders. Someone is killing all the cast members of an old puppet television show, and a puppet private eye joins forces with his old partner in the LAPD to catch the killer.
You two are the most decorated officers in this department. What do you see?
Looks like a robbery gone wrong to me.
This wasn't a robbery, this was a hit.
What the?
Someone out there is killing puppets. We're gonna catch the who did these murders. His bodies are gonna start piling up.
You and the cops I've ever seen.
I'll have your badge for this.
Cop, good cop, where is your dignity?
I remember when this trailer first came out, it made a lot of buzz, and everyone's like, this is hilarious, this is great, oh my gosh, squaring puppets, this is so funny. I don't think there's a Green Band trailer out there for it. It's a Red Band trailer. We had to bleep this stuff in this episode. And this was my concern with this, is I said, okay, yeah, this is funny, this works for a 2.5 minute trailer. But will it work for a complete movie? First of all, let's address the elephant in the room, and that's not a Meet the Feebles reference. Brian Henson is the one behind this. He is, of course, Jim Henson's son. He also has worked on The Muppets probably since before he could walk. He has directed some of the movies. He's been on the TV show. He's worked on the TV show. He's run Muppets Studios. He's basically doing his Miley Cyrus wrecking ball with this movie. He's trying to bust apart what he's known for. He's trying to be iconoclastic. And that's fine. I have no problem with iconoclastic stuff. In fact, I think a good iconoclastic movie is great, and it's a good sort of purge to something that gets too formulaic. I have no problem at all with Brian Henson coming out there and making a movie that has marginally Muppet-looking characters doing some very un-Muppet-like behaviors. But I want something of substance. And here's the thing. After the fifth or sixth time they drop an F-bomb, you're like, okay, the puppets swear. What else have you got? And then they have some, I mean, incredibly raunchy and what would be considered, oh gosh, I mean, almost some people might classify it as obscene even. I mean, there's stuff happening in here. Now, I'm not a prude. I've seen some of this stuff in real life. not like right in front of me. And I have an internet connection. I know what goes on. But there's stuff in this movie that they would not allow in an R-rated movie if it were real people doing it. I mean, there's stuff in this film that you could not get away with. The only reason you could get away with it was because it's puppets. And which is odd because Team America World Police, they kept getting trouble with the puppets doing stuff. And there's a famous story where there's the infamous puppet sex scene that just goes way over the top. They put that in just to make it so offensive they could take stuff out and get an R rating. But I remember Team America was flirting with an NC-17 rating because of all the puppet sex in here. This movie has stuff in there that honestly I'm surprised. And I think the only reason they allowed it in there was because it was puppets. It's not real people. But if you had real people doing it, it would not be an R-rated movie. It'd be NC-17. Easy. I mean, within 20 minutes into the film. But okay, so we're into the level of absurd. And that's fine. That stuff doesn't bother me. I thought some of the stuff was shocking. And you kind of get a reaction. You're like, wow, I can't believe they did that. And you chuckle here and there. And they do have some funny moments. I think, honestly, the funniest moments aren't the stuff that's them dropping F-bombs or being crass. I think they're more traditional slapstick or gotcha moments or stuff that just looks as weird. There's this real particular part where they track down these two characters on this TV show and they have their kids, and when they react to their kids, that I think is one of the funniest parts of the movie because it's just so disturbing, but it's also not exactly R-rated content in that part. Once you strip away the initial shock of puppets at this level of nuance doing these things and saying these things, there's not much to the movie. I mean, Melissa McCarthy's funny in it, but just putting Melissa McCarthy in a movie and having her do her thing doesn't make a movie great. She's done a bunch of those movies and they're not great. And this film has some very funny moments, but when you finally get past that, it's just kind of this mediocre detective story. I like the hot, kind of hard-boiled detective approach to it, but it's not a great story. It's not particularly clever. And that's like the difference with something like Team America. I hate to keep going back to that movie, but I think that's the iconic version of this type of film. And it does remind me of Sausage Party, because Sausage Party ran into the same thing. Once you got past all the sex jokes, you're like, okay, give me a story. Give me characters. Give me something clever. Do some sort of satire. Look at some social situation. Try and make a statement or point out the absurdity of something or be daring. Do something more than just dropping swear words. It's sort of like when you watch a comedian on stage. I've seen comedians that their entire shtick involves them saying the F word. Anybody can say that. I got teenagers in the house. They say that all the time. There's no creativity in using the F word. In fact, I remember I interviewed Jim Gaffigan years ago. And I asked him about the fact that he doesn't really swear in his routine. He's like, well, the challenge is to not use the swear word. It's not hard to swear. It's not hard to use the F word. But if you can make somebody laugh without using it, that's real talent there. And Gaffigan's absolutely right. So yeah, I think that this movie, it could have been so much more. It really could have broken the mold. It's sort of like the original Ted. The original Ted wasn't funny because it had a swearing bear. The original Ted was funny because it worked and it was irreverent and humorous and clever and different and had some great moments to it. And yeah, the bear was gross and disgusting, but that's not why the movie did well, which is why the second movie wasn't that good when that came out. So I'm going to have to say, unfortunately, the Happy Time Murders is a little disappointing. I'm going to give it a kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Wait a second. I don't like the sound of that.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about AXL. A dirt bike riding teenager discovers a military asset, which is a robotic dog with artificial intelligence that he bonds with before it can be returned to its owners.
Introducing Axel, the latest in military protection, featuring facial recognition, onboard weapon systems, and owner pairing capabilities.
It's paired now. The key gets him control of the entire project.
You wanna play?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Somebody spent a lot of money on him. They gotta be looking for him.
I don't think his owner deserves to get him back.
You know, this looks like it might be a good companion piece with Alpha. You know, Alpha was prehistoric, sure, but it was essentially a boy and his dog. I mean, it was a wolf, and this is essentially a boy and his dog. This is a boy and this cybernetic, robotic monster dog that he runs into. This was not screened for critics anywhere. As far as I can tell, I don't think any critics got to see it, which is not a good sign. It's one thing, sometimes they'll like not screen stuff locally. Like I live in Columbus, Ohio. Sometimes they'll only screen stuff like in Cleveland, or they will only screen stuff in New York and LA. I don't think this got screened anywhere, which is not a good sign. But this falls in line with a lot of these movies. There's been a bunch of these films about some sort of technology that pairs with like a kid. What was that movie? There was the one that was based on a Hasbro thing. Was it Max Steel? There's that movie that was, he found a suit or something like that. There have been a couple of these movies. There was another one, Earth to Echo was another one where it was terrible because it was found footage, but where they find either some alien or technology that kids bond with. Essentially, that's what that Power Rangers redo was a couple years ago. It was kids finding technology and being able to do stuff with it. So ultimately, I think that it's a neat idea, but the fact that it's coming out literally the last weekend in August, so the weekend before Labor Day, which is a notoriously terrible time for movies. You've already had your surprise hits for the summer with The Meg and Crazy Rich Asians. It feels like it was a movie that was made and they didn't know where to put it, so they just dropped it in somewhere just to get it released and get it off the balance sheet. This looks like something that probably if I were 13, I would be interested in seeing, but outside of that, probably not. So it wasn't screened for anybody, so it gets a preemptive suck.
It sucks.
That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the box office and the home cinema roundup featuring Return of the Living Dead Part 2 and The Unborn.
And don't forget to watch the movie. Don't forget to watch the show.
Thank you very much for coming.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quickly about the box office from last weekend. The big winner, of course, was Crazy Rich Asians. And that's significant. It absolutely is. And the reason it's significant is because, as I said last week, it's since the Joy Luck Club. It's the first movie generated by Hollywood. This is kind of a baseball statistic, don't you think? You can't just say it's the biggest movie of whatever. It's got to be this kind of movie with this cast at this time and done in this way. But this is the statistic that's out there since the Joy Luck Club. It is the first movie initiated and originated in Hollywood that has primarily Asian-American cast, and it's also got an Asian-American director, an Asian-American writer, and so there's a lot of representation there, and that's great. That's wonderful. I mean, that's awesome. You know, and I also pointed out, and it's funny because I have a cousin who's he's Japanese. He's married to my blood cousin, but he's Japanese. And I was talking to him the other day, and I mentioned that to him. And he's like, and his response was exactly what I had said last week. He's like, "There's an entire continent out there that makes movies about Asian people." And I'm like, "I know. It's Asia." Spoiler alert. But the reason this is significant is because it's a Hollywood generated movie. It's a movie that started in the studio system rather than being acquired or coming from a foreign source or something like that, which is odd because next week, well, opening limited release this week, but next week you've got Searching. I mean, it's not a completely Asian American cast, but it stars John Cho as a widower, and his wife had passed away and his daughter goes missing. Well, of course, his wife and his daughter are Asian as well. John Cho, if you don't know who he was Harold from Harold and Kumar. He was also played Sulu in Star Trek. So it's also directed by an Indian guy, which is technically Asia as well. So it's also a movie that is predominantly the lead parts are Asians or Asian Americans. And no one's really making noise about that because Crazy Rich Asians is so in your face that it's Asians. It made $26.5 million over the weekend, which is fantastic. And then if you count its Wednesday opening, it had $35 million. By the time the weekend was over, it had grossed the amount of its budget. Now, it didn't make that back because it has marketing and all that to cover, but it's well on its way to becoming incredibly profitable. But even then, it's a $26 million weekend. I mean, it's not $250 million like, you know, something like Black Panther or even just The Avengers or Star Wars or anything like that. Mile 22 came in much less than it should have. They were hoping this to be a franchise starter. It was dead on arrival with less than $14 million on a $50 million budget. And then Alpha didn't do terribly well again. And with a $51 million budget, it only came in north of $10 million, which is not good. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. The first one I want to hit is from Shout Factory. It actually came out last week, but I was talking about Avengers last week. I wanted to give a little bit of time and talk about some stuff from Shout Factory's genre arm, which is Scream Factory, has released a 30th anniversary version of Return of the Living Dead Part 2. The containers of zombies from the first film fall from a military truck and infect a small town.
A deadly experiment. A freak accident. A secret that will be carried to the grave as the horror classic is reborn. Return of the Living Dead, Part 2.
I remember I have a very sordid history with the Return of the Living Dead series because it was 1985 was when the first one came out. I was 14. Tried to get into the theater to see it with a friend of mine. His name was Mike Wan. I'm calling him out by name because I love the guy. He's a great kid. Or a great adult now. He's in his 40s like I am. But we were 14 trying to get into this movie, the first Return of the Living Dead, back in 1985. And we go up to the box office. I buy a ticket. I could pass for a lot older even when I was a teenager. And so I said, one for Return of the Living Dead. And the girl sold me a ticket. And I walked over. And then Mike walks up to the box office and goes, he was like a straight and narrow kid. He never did anything wrong. He's like, one for Return of the Living Dead. And the girl behind the box office looks at him and goes, how old are you? And he goes, 15. She goes, I can't sell you a ticket. Oh. So we ended up watching The Goonies. I had to go return my ticket and get a change. And I go to him, I go, Mike, you still lied about your age. You're not 15, you're 14. But you lied, but you didn't lie enough. All you had to do was say, I'm 17. So Mike ended up lying. It's probably the first time this kid had ever lied in his life. I love you, Mike. You're a great guy. So I never got to see Return of the Living Dead in the theaters, and then I saw it later on VHS, and then I remember getting Return of the Living Dead Part 2, and I watched it back then, and it has this funny line in it that I've always remembered, and when I was finally rewatching it now, I was like, oh, that's the movie. It's about a kid, and he says to his sister, well, the zombies eat brains, so I guess you're going to be safe. You know, sort of that dig that a brother gives to his sister. Anyways, the movie is, it's not a great movie. I think Return of the Living Dead, the first one, is a better movie and a better sort of expansion of the zombie universe. Return of the Living Dead Part 2 has this weird element of trying to be a splattery zombie movie, but also trying to be family friendly because it's got a kid in it. But then it has a kid who eats his mom's brain. It's such an 80s microcosm. And it's okay for people who are into that Return of the Living Dead franchise. It's not as good as... But the reason to get this Blu-ray, it's a great Blu-ray. Because it has so much special features. In a lot of ways, some of these older genre pictures, the reason to pick them up on Blu-ray is because of the extras that they put on it. And they have all these vintage interviews with the director and cast. Then they have these reviews that are ported over from the DVD release, in particular this long form one where they like talk to Suzanne Snyder and the special effects guy. And that one's kind of interesting because you get that 20th anniversary snapshot of the film. And then you have brand new interviews with the director and the special effects guy in particular, who was brought in from the other Return of the Living Dead. So there's a lot of really good stuff on the Blu-ray, which actually I found more interesting than the movie. I mean, it's loaded with special features. So yeah, if you're into those movies, if you're into zombie movies, if you're into, you want to see what they were before The Walking Dead got all morose, yeah, you can go check this one out. So I'm going to have to say The Return of the Living Dead Part 2 kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk really quickly about The Unborn. This is not that movie with Odette Yutzman from like 10 years ago. It is from 1991. It stars Brooke Adams. A woman goes into a fertility doctor to get pregnant and discovers some horrifying truths about her baby.
Technology of in vitro pregnancy has progressed so rapidly that today almost anything is possible.
I'm going to be a mother.
They wanted it more than anything.
Meyerling really is the best. His success rate with infertility is close to 100%.
They thought it was impossible.
Your case is trickier than some, but I don't anticipate any difficulty.
Dr. Meyerling gave me these pills.
Don't take them.
Stop fighting it.
I don't trust him.
I've always been a Brooke Adams fan ever since the Invasion of the Body Snatcher remake from 1978. And of course, I loved her in Shockwaves. And, I also, she has a little bit part in The Stuff, which is just like one scene in it. I've always kind of had a thing for her. Now, she's a little older in this movie. She's like in her early 40s. This is not a great evil baby movie, but it has its moments. It's really kind of her movie. She has a lot to do. The transfer on the Blu-ray is not great. The brightness levels go up and down periodically through it, and that's what you get when you have an old print. I mean, this was shot on film and it was probably not preserved very well by the master. It was probably had needed to get some restoration done. It probably needs some restoration, but it's an okay little movie, especially if you're a Brooke Adams fan. It gives her a little bit of a lead role. It's something that I would have caught on Showtime or HBO back in the mid-90s. And watched and been like, it's okay. And at least it does some interesting stuff. But it has some weirdness to it. Some of this weird early 90s. It has Kathy Griffin in it as sort of this lesbian doula. It's odd. And it has Lisa Kudrow plays a small bit part. They list her in the credits now. But she has like a one-liner. She's a secretary at this clinic. And it's... also like talking about the Human Genome Project, which has nothing to do with really what's happening in the movie, but that was big at the time. So it is this sort of snapshot of what 90s horror could be, where it's kind of leaning more towards sort of like a revitalization of the stuff from the 80s, where you had like Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist, those sort of like evil kid movies. I don't know. I found it interesting. It's not a great movie, but you know, it's kind of fun for a retro look at horror. So I'm going to have to say that I'm going to give The Unborn a kind of rocks as well. I'm feeling generous.
It kind of rocks.
Other movies that are new on DVD and Blu-ray include Deadpool 2, Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 3, The Walking Dead Season 8, Action Point, and First Reform. And that is it for this show. I need to go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about Searching, Juliet Naked, and The Little Stranger. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where top elected officials paid their respects earlier today, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I will miss a dear friend whose smile reminded us that service is a privilege, and whose scars reminded us of the great cost that brave souls pay for our freedom. John felt like family, but of course, it is Cindy and Roberta and Joe and Doug, Andy, Sydney, Megan, Jack, Jimmy, and Bridget who could truly call this man their own.
Today in Detroit, Michigan, a funeral caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin, whose career spans six plus decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The transition from a busy summer break to school year, it can be so stressful. We should start on tips to make it easier.
It's not too late to plan a quick family getaway. It's probably not something you're thinking of right now. Everyone's in a rush to get ready for school. But, you know, vacationing together is a great way to de-stress. It's a great way to build family bonds. You don't have to spend a lot of money. I love Booking.com because you have access to 160 million verified online reviews from people who actually use this site.
Snacks and things, important for not just trips, but also for the lunch boxes. Do you have any good ideas for that parents can prepare to kind of keep them full and healthy ones at that to keep the energy level up?
I like to keep in my pantry Nature Valley biscuit sandwiches because they have 100% whole grains. They have a peanut butter, they have peanut butter as well, but they have an almond butter filling, and it's really tasty. That's a great protein source. You can get more information at betterstuffforlife.com.
The Trump administration has given Canada until today to hash out its differences with the U.S. regarding a new trade deal. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, says the sort of deal that Canadians are looking for.
We're looking for a good deal, not just any deal. And we will only agree to a deal that is a good deal for Canada. We're not there yet.
Got out of my truck, grabbed some gloves, and started getting out there and started helping people. Seeing that many people, it was very chaotic.
At least seven people were killed and more than 40 were injured after a semi-truck and Greyhound bus collided on a busy New Mexico highway yesterday. 49 people were on board the bus, and this Good Samaritan says he did what he could when he arrived on the scene.
Got out of my truck, grabbed some gloves, and started getting out there and started helping people. Seeing that many people, it was very chaotic.
The bus was headed from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and the initial reports say the semi-truck blew out one of its tires and swerved across the median. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, today Senator John McCain is lying in state on Capitol Hill. Vice President Mike Pence remembered.
Because they have no message, no agenda, and no vision.
But today, word that subpoenas are being issued into the probe of that Russian meddling in the U.S. election. Here's correspondent Joe Gomez.
A report from Reuters says grand jury subpoenas have been issued in the investigation of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian attorney last year. Earlier, the Wall Street Journal reported that special counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury for the probe, which includes allegations of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign.
Reports are Toyota and Mazda are about to announce plans for a new assembly plant in the U.S. USA.